Welcome to the podcast ABCs of Parenting Adult Children.
Hello and welcome to ABCs of Parenting Adult Children podcast. My name is James Moffitt and I'll be your host. Today is February the 18th, 2024. Tomorrow is President's Day and I hope that you're off and can spend time with your loved ones and just be away from work. I am going to be blessed in that. I don't have to go to either job tomorrow. So, I don't think my wife and I have anything fun planned or anything like that other than maybe catching up on our sleep. Anyway, today for episode 15, we're going to discuss a topic that you don't hear spoken about very much or talked about very much. And it's called parenting after divorce. So maybe we should call that parenting during and after divorce. I hope that if you're listening to this podcast episode, I hope and pray that you've never experienced divorce. I have a unique perspective as a father because my first marriage ended in divorce. We were only married for a couple of years. One of the best things that came out of that relationship is my son Jeremy, who is now, I want to say, 38, 39 years old, and he lives in Michigan. And I don't have a whole lot of contact with him. I wish that I did, but the way things worked out, there was some parental estrangement that happened, and I was the one that was estranged, and my ex and her parents did everything they could in their power to keep me from seeing him. Thankfully, I was able to hire an attorney and go to family court and spoke to a judge about those arrangements, and it was deemed that I could have parental rights and absolutely see Jeremy several times during the month. I had him every other weekend, and so I'm very thankful for that. I hope that none of you have ever gone through a divorce, but if you have gone through it or are going through it, I hope that this episode will be of value to you. So anyway, let's dig into this. One of the topics that's not often talked about is the dynamics between divorced parents and how it affects the children. And I can promise you that the children are the ones that suffer during the divorce. Sure, parents go through some emotional upheaval, and it's not fun. It never is fun. And so, having said that, I also want to let everybody know that it's all about the kids. It's all about the children. They are the important people in this scenario. Sometimes parents get so emotionally involved in the divorce, they forget that. And anyway, parenting after divorce can be challenging, but there are ways to navigate this difficult time while prioritizing your child's well-being. Here are some strategies to help you parent effectively. I did some research on this episode, and I'm going to let you know where the sources are so you can go directly to them and read some more in more detail about this stuff. So the next points come from empoweringparents.com. That's empoweringparents.com altogether. Point number one is parent differently from your ex. It's okay to have a different parenting style from your ex-spouse. You're the only one in charge when your kids are with you. Focus on enforcing rules that align with your principles in your own home. While it's beneficial to work together with your ex when possible, remember that you can't control the parenting decisions. 2. Disengage when your ex complains about your parenting style. If your ex complains about your parenting, respond calmly. Thank you for the input, but I'm comfortable with how I'm doing things. Avoid getting into arguments or letting your ex drag you down. Don't put your child in the middle. Co-parenting can be tricky, especially if one parent tries to sabotage visits with the other. Remember that children can thrive even after divorce. So, PsychologyToday.com says, a stable and consistent approach to parenting during this time is essential for their well-being. Co-parenting may take practice, but your influence matters greatly, regardless of the time you spend with your child. So, one of the things I want to bring up is that, let's say you're the dad and you have your child or children every other weekend. Court-ordered visitation, if it comes to that. When you don't have your children, you don't have to be totally absent from their lives. And this is why it's very important or crucial that you and your ex-spouse try to have an amicable or a pleasant as possible relationship so that you can be involved in your children's lives even when you're not there physically present. I mean, we all have smartphones, right? This is 2024. In 1982 or 1983 when I got divorced, not everybody had a smartphone. Not everybody even had a computer or social media. Social media wasn't even a thing back then. But you're in 2024, right? So we all have smartphones. We all have Facebook. You can FaceTime with your child, assuming that your ex-spouse agrees with that and will allow you to do that. You can do Zoom sessions. You can just pick up the phone and call them. You can text, right? Your kids may want to text you instead of talking to you during a voice call. But those are communication avenues that you can explore, and hopefully you and your ex-spouse can work out an arrangement there, right? At first, they may not want you to. At first, they may go, no, you can only talk to them during your court-ordered visitation, which is crazy. So work on that relationship. Even after divorce, you need to be able to get along with one another and work out something beneficial. Communications avenues for you and your kids to talk with one another, even when you're not physically with them. Helping your child cope with divorce is crucial during this challenging time. Here are some strategies to support your child's emotional well-being. Stay involved in your child's life, what we just talked about communicating via technology, right? Let's say your child, your son or daughter has a sporting event, soccer, basketball, baseball, football, whatever it might be. Even though it's not your quote-unquote court-ordered visitation time, work it out to where you can go to those games. Show up. I mean, your ex-spouse can't keep you from going to a sporting event. Granted, you may not be able to physically hug them. You may not physically be able to be as involved with them like if you were a full-time parent with them, with your spouse. However, the children, your children will know if you're there. They'll see you, and they'll know that you're present in their life, and that it's important to you that you're there for them, right? So, make sure your child knows they are important to you. Spend quality time together and engage in activities they enjoy, like their sporting events. Show your love and reassure them that your relationship remains strong despite the changes. Co-parent effectively. Avoid arguing in front of your child, especially about parenting matters. Arguments can lead to feelings of guilt or depression in children. Keep your child out of the middle of disagreements. Discuss issues directly with the other parent instead of involving your child. Support their time with the other parent. Encourage your child to enjoy their time with the other parent and any extended family members. Remember how I was talking to you about using technology to stay in contact with your children? Well, that means that there have to be boundaries in place. And while it's not your court-ordered visitation time, where you're spending 24 hours a day with them. We have to respect the other parent's right to have that time with their children, your child as well, right? So you don't want to be intrusive with your communications. You know, figure out a way to set a boundary, a healthy boundary that your ex-spouse agrees with, right? And your children agree with. Encourage your child to enjoy their time with other parents, with the other parent, and any extended family members. Be positive about their experiences with the other parent, even if they've started a new relationship or remarried. Don't be talking smack about the new boyfriend or the new husband. Don't be disrespectful, and that's not good. Limit negative remarks about the other parent. Avoid speaking negatively about your ex-spouse in front of your child. Children internalize these comments and may feel torn between parents. Communicate honestly. Be open and honest with your child about the divorce. Answer their questions truthfully and age appropriately. Let them express their feelings without judgment or interruption. Reassure them everything will be okay. Children often worry about the future during divorce. Assure them that things will stabilize over time. Maintain routines and stability to provide a sense of security. Find productive ways to cope. This is talking to parents. Take care of yourself physically and emotionally. Exercise, eat healthily, and consider joining a support group. When I was going through my divorce, I belonged to a divorce support group at First Baptist Church in Houston, which, amazingly enough, that's where I met Katie, my current wife, and we met at a singles event, a MASH event. Everybody dressed up as their favorite MASH character, and got together and had activities, played volleyball, went out to eat. What other events were going on during that time, I don't know. But anyway, the divorce support group, was very, very helpful for me. So consider joining a support group if you need to. If your child is overwhelmed, seek professional counseling to help them process their emotions. Say that again. If your child is overwhelmed, seek professional counseling to help them process their emotions. I got that from health.clevelandclinic.org. That's health.clevelandclinic.org. Common spelling. Remember, your consistent love and support play a vital role in helping your child navigate this major life event. Common emotional reactions that children may experience during and after their parents' divorce include anxiety, worry, and fear. The uncertainty of how life will change can cause stress. Children may fear losing a parent or moving away from their familiar neighborhood. Reassure them about what will change and what will remain the same, but avoid making promises you may not be able to keep. Anger. Children may feel anger due to the upheaval caused by divorce. It's essential to acknowledge their feelings and provide a safe space for them to express their emotions. Grief. Children mourn the loss of their intact family unit. Encourage them to talk about their feelings and validate their grief. Parenting guilt. Parents often feel guilty about the impact of divorce on their children. Remember that divorce is a shared experience, and both parents play a role in supporting their child. Desire for reconciliation. Some children secretly hope their parents will reconcile. Be honest with them about the situation while maintaining empathy. Fantasy and attention-seeking behavior. Children may create fantasies about their parents getting back together. They might seek attention or act out to cope with their emotions. Unconscious regression. Stress can lead to regression in behavior, such as bedwetting or clinging to comfortable objects. Be patient and understanding during these moments. Sleeping changes. Divorce-related stress can disrupt sleep patterns. Establish consistent bedtime routines to provide stability. Attachment and loyalty tests. Children may test their parents' loyalty or attachment. Reassure them of your love and commitment. Impact on romantic relationships. Divorce can influence how children perceive relationships. Be a positive role model for healthy relationships. Remember that every child is unique and their reactions may vary. Emotional support, reassurance, and understanding from significant adults, such as grandparents, caregivers, and teachers, help children cope with divorce and adapt to new changes over time. Consider professional counseling or family therapy if their reactions worsen, allowing them to learn healthy coping strategies and build resilience. Helping your child cope with anger during divorce is essential for their emotional well-being. Here are some strategies to support them. Reinforce that it's not their fault. Assure your child that the divorce is not their fault. Children often internalize blame, so it's crucial to emphasize that the separation is an adult decision and not caused by anything that they did. Be warm and reassuring. Listen actively to your child. Encourage them to express their feelings, even if those feelings are anger or frustration. Provide a safe space where they can share their emotions without judgment. Maintain structure and routine. Consistency helps children feel secure. Stick to a regular schedule and routine. Stick to regular schedules and routines. Keep stable events like sports practices, music lessons, and play dates intact. Avoid negative remarks about your ex-spouse. Refrain from speaking negatively about your ex-partner in front of your child. Negative comments can escalate their anger and confusion. Model respectful behavior even when discussing your ex with others. Encourage expression of feelings. Help your child find words for their emotions. Anger is a valid feeling, and expressing it appropriately is essential. Acknowledge their anger and let them know it's okay to feel that way. Inject humor and play. Lighten the mood by injecting humor and play into your lives. Laughter can relieve stress and provide a break from sadness and anger. Excuse me. Seek professional help if needed. If your child's anger becomes overwhelming, consider family therapy or individual counseling. Therapists can guide them in processing their emotions and developing healthy coping strategies. Remember that your consistent support and understanding are crucial during this challenging time. Now, are there some helpful books or things that you can, resources that you can get from the library or go on Amazon.com or wherever to give you more information. So here are some helpful books to support children during and after divorce. One of them is Two Homes by Claire Mazurell. This book normalizes divorce and portrays how children can thrive in two separate households. It's called Two Homes by Claire Mazurell. The second one is I Don't Want to Talk About It by Janine Franz Ransom, a gentle story that encourages children to express their feelings and ask questions about divorce. The third one is Divorce is Not the End of the World, Zoe and Evan's Coping Guide for Kids by Zoe and Evan Stern, provides coping strategies and a positive perspective for children going through divorce. Now, I'm going to what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you these resources, because I think these resources are important. And I'm making changes to my video so that I can maximize my screen, right? Because I want you to be able to see this stuff. Okay, here we go. So here's the first one. I'll see. Here's 12 helpful books for kids about divorce, recommended by parents and therapists, right? Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Books by age to help kids understand divorce. Now, familyeducation.com is where I'm at. Familyeducation.com. What to consider when looking for books on divorce for kids. Age appropriate, positive, relatable, therapeutic. Okay? Try to find books that have some divorce terminology as well as real life experiences from other kids. I hate websites that cram advertisements in front of you, which is exactly what this one's doing. But anyway, books by age to help kids understand divorce. Ages 3 and up, 2 Homes, $7.99. 2 Homes is a wonderfully positive book for young children about having 2 homes because of divorce or separation. It's easy to understand, very matter-of-fact, and reinforces that the little boy, Alex, is thoroughly loved by both of his parents. Living with Mom and Living with Dad is another one. Living with Mom and Living with Dad. Here is another ad. Yay. Stop. Google Ads is flashing. It's Not Your Fault, Coco Bear. Now, these are books that are for 3 and up, right? You can go to familyeducation.com. Ages 5 and up, My Mom and Dad Don't Live Together Anymore. $13.20. That's ages 5 and up. There are several books here. My Family is Changing. Ages 9 and up, Divorce is Not the End of the World. Why Can't We Live Together? A Smart Girl's Guide to Her Parents' Divorce. Ages 12 and up, Getting Through My Parents' Divorce. The Divorce Express, a novel. Split in Two, Keeping It Together When Your Parents Live Apart. So there are some suggestions there. Now let's go back to here. I Don't Want to Talk About It is one of the books, which took me right back to familyeducation.com. I Don't Want to Talk About It. All right, well, we already talked about that, and Divorce is Not the End of the World. So apparently all of these book suggestions come from familyeducation.com, right? So go to familyeducation.com or Google books for, you know, parenting books for children of people that are divorced. And so, here's our podcast, ABCs of Parenting Adult Children. You might not have read the summary before. It's going to say this podcast is for parents of adult children and unique struggles that come along with that. This podcast is for encouragement and support for parents. My wife, Katie Moffitt, has a child development and psychology degree and is a special education teacher with 20 plus years of experience. We've been married for 33 years, going on 34, and have experience raising four children. We will be using that experience to explore this topic further. I hope you will become interested in the podcast episodes and share the link with other parents. So, this is episode 15. And I must say that this podcast has really taken off. It was very surprising to me that it has taken off as well as it has. So I'm encouraged by that. That encourages me. People downloading the episodes or listening to it on Spotify encourages me to keep going and keep putting together these episodes. So I hope that you appreciate them and that they provide a source of encouragement and assistance, directives, educational stuff, things that you can use, you know, every day, Monday through Friday, as you're working through the day-to-day parenting of your children, right? I think that's important. And having said all that, I'm going to thank you for listening to this podcast and listening to today's episode. You can listen to this podcast episode on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Apple, and Public Radio. That's Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Apple, and Public Radio. You can contact me at James C. Moffitt, that's M-O-F-F-I-T-T, at Outlook.com. That's James C. Moffitt at Outlook.com. You can also engage with me on the podcast itself. You can write messages. You can answer the question. Each podcast episode has a message and or a poll in which you can answer questions. So far, I haven't had a whole lot of engagement. I've had a lot of people download the episodes. I know there's a lot of people listening, but nobody has chosen to... Oh, I take it back. There was one episode where somebody did say excellent. So, whoever you were, thank you for engaging in that way. That lets me know that you're listening and that you like it, right? So, if you have any suggestions on episodes, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to engage with me on each episode on Spotify. And having said all that, please share your podcast or please share our podcast episode with your friends, family, and coworkers. Have a blessed day. And enjoy President's Day tomorrow. All right? And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Please tune in next week for another episode of our podcast on parenting adult children.